Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The third annual research symposium for Cheyenne River kicks off this week with a host of featured speakers that dive into topics such as genomics, ethics in research, and the potential of Lakota philosophy to protect our world. With us now for more, we have Joe Urichetta of Missouri Breaks Industries Research. Joe, welcome back to In the Moment.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Also with us, Guthrie Ducheneau. Guthrie, welcome as well.
Thank you very much for having me.
Joe, let's start with you. Give us an overview of who the audience is for this symposium.
So this is our third annual, and our audience has always been the community members and the tribal leadership foremost, but we have invited people from all over the state, from tribal colleges and from state colleges, and we've been getting a larger representation of those, and probably we'll have the largest representation this year from colleges across the state.
And Joe, I remember last year you had restructured some things to sort of make them more user-friendly for conference goers. Is that making a difference as far as how you're bringing people into the fold as well, just the structure?
Yeah, I think we went away from the kind of the talking head at a podium style to more of a workshop style. And this year we further divided it into just students and just adults, so there'll be certain rooms just for high school students and then other rooms for adult community members.
All right, Joe, what kind of conversations are you hoping to have? What's under the umbrella here?
So we do a lot of health-related research, but we want to be able to open up everything, including, you know, business and marketing research, traditional and cultural research, anything that has to do with data and information, so that people can make those connections for themselves about how long American Indians have been doing research and how it relates to the modern thing we call research, and how different ways we can bridge those divides.
Fascinating. Guthrie, what's your role in this?
Well, it started at Missouri Breaks last July, and we're working to help develop some of the technological infrastructure that we need for some of the data interpretation and analysis we're going to be doing in the future.
All right, so where are you starting from, Guthrie, and where are some of the places you're hoping to go with that that upgrade?
Well, for me, the end result is just getting people information that they need to make well-informed, solid decisions that'll help our people. One of the things that's important about the data symposium is it's, although it's got a real heavy research component to it, it's not just about research. Everybody who is alive today uses data in some way or another every single time they make a decision to do anything. Mm-hmm. And if you don't think data is important, then try putting a blindfold on once and walking through a strange building. You'll find out very quickly from the bruises on your shins that data is important. Yeah. And that we are consumers of data every single day through our various senses and interactions with people. And so we kind of want to get the idea in the community that not only do they know what data is, but they know how to use it intuitively. And we can show them some ways that we can help them make better decisions with the non-intuitive types of data that are out there.
All right. Can you give me an example?
We've got Missouri Breaks has been very instrumental in Native research in the United States for the last few decades. Some of the types of research they're doing are specific to things like diabetes, to chronic health, heart disease, to arthritis and other autoimmune diseases. One of the things that we're looking at doing is trying to find ways of making better treatment available to our people, and maybe a firmer and wider understanding of the ailments that they're suffering from, so that we can equip them with the ability and the knowledge to make the decisions they need to help change things on their side, because they are their first healthcare provider.
Right. Joe, give me an idea of some of the conversations that you're hoping to have during this symposium and what the potential impact of them could be.
Well, one of the things that we've keep amplifying the whole 3 years is that we need to grow our own. So we're going to have some significant conversations with the students that are invited and provide them with real-life models, people who have come out of American Indian communities and made it to PhDs or MDs. So that's one of the conversations. Also, we want to talk about tribal leadership and having tribal leadership make use of this data, because there's a lot of it, but it's not always used to the utmost. And we want to make sure that, they have kind of at their fingertips the resources they need to make quick decisions. We also want to talk about the stuff that we talked about, genomics and ethics, you know, how we can have some of these newer technologies have immediate and intermediate and long-term benefit for tribal people. And we also want to try and bring those people in who aren't particularly scientists. So we have a contingent of humanities and artists professionals that are going to come and speak and try to bridge that gap between technology and information and culture.
And Joe, that's an interesting choice that not everyone would make. Why is that bridge important to you, and why is it important to add thinkers and speakers from the humanities?
Well, you know, in modern society, a lot of that comes through advertising. Messaging is very important for advertisers and people who want to market their product. But in the old days, it was always a means of communication and trying to get everybody on the same page. And, you know, what it is to be a good person in a society, you know, kind of a civics course, but kind of... before we had TVs and radios and things, and art and stories are part of that.
Joe, how urgent is the genomics ethics conversation right now?
It's very important. I mean, things are moving by leaps and bounds, and probably the biggest thing is the CRISPR technology. We have tremendous ability now to take genes and put them exactly where we want to be, not only in our own system, but in other living systems. In the past, the technology was kind of a scattershot approach. We used viruses to insert genes into things, and it wasn't always predictable, and it didn't always work. But with CRISPR technology, we have pinpoint precision where we can take genes from one species and put it in another species. And so these things, similar to driverless cars, our technologies that are running so fast that government regulation is trying hard to keep up.
We're talking with Joe Arischetta and Guthrie Ducheneau about the third annual research symposium for Cheyenne River. Joe, leave us with how people can find out more and participate in the symposium.
You can call 605-964-3418 for directions and times for the schedule. We're on the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation in Eagle Butte, South Dakota. It's tomorrow at 10 o'clock to 3:30, and we have a full agenda.
Joe Guthrie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much.